Hello, hello, amazing entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 210, which means you can find all the relevant links and show notes over at tashcorbin.com/210. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to be answering the question, is it really easier for extroverts to succeed at online business? And this is a common reason why people give for maybe not growing their business as fast as other people, or why they are struggling with some of the parts of online business and marketing is that they're introverted, and so therefore it's going to be harder for them. So I want to actually address this because I think it's a really important one to unpack, and I hope that you'll find this really helpful. Let's jump in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. Now, I must say, this is a common reason, not just why some people say that they can't grow their business faster, but also a common reason for wanting slower growth or for not reaching your goals as a business owner. So many people that I speak with say, well, it's all well and good for you, Tash. You're an extrovert. You're a skilled speaker. I'm an introvert. So therefore, I can't do what you do, or I can't do the specific things that are needed of me in order to be a successful entrepreneur online. And so therefore, I just need to expect slower growth because I'm an introvert. So I wanted us to discuss this one today. I think it's a really important conversation for us to have. Yes, I am an extrovert, and I'm way over in the extrovert side of being an extrovert. But I also know that a lot of the things that I do in my business are more suited to introverts than extroverts. And it's not necessarily that extroverts have different skills. It's about really understanding what does extroversion and introversion really mean, and does it really impact your ability to grow an online business? So, number one, let's get clear on what introversion is. It's actually about energy. It's not about speaking skills. It's not about social skills. It's not about being an exhibitionist or being on stage. I know a lot of exhibitionist introverts. Introversion versus extroversion is about your energy. And so as an extrovert, I get energy from being around others, and I recharge by being around others, and I am depleted when I'm on my own, right? If I spend too much time in solo time and I don't have other people around me, then I can feel quite low on energy. And that's why I often say, like, when I take a week off from my business, whether it be after conference or after a big launch or something like that, sometimes it feels like it's a punishment, not a reward, because I actually do get depleted if I spend too much time solo and not with other people. So that's an interesting way of looking at it, right? Like, that actually, if we look at extroversion versus introversion based on energy, then extroverts, we want to be surrounded by people. That's what actually energizes us. Introverts are energized by alone time. And introverts are depleted by time surrounded by lots of other people. Yeah. So let's get clear on what introversion is in particular, because for a lot of people, they say they're an introvert, therefore they can't be a public speaker. And that's actually two very different issues. And so by lumping them all in together, often you're creating labels and boxes and pigeonholes for yourself that aren't helpful. Number two, and I say this all the time, the internet was built by introverts for introverts. So a lot of the things that I do online, for example, recording this podcast, I'm here on my own right now, and I'm speaking into a little yellow light on my laptop. And so for me, I need to visualize other people listening to this podcast when I'm putting together my structure for it. And I need to visualize people listening to my podcast before I record it so that I'm nice and high energy. And I can't record too many of these things at once. And if I was to spend a whole week just recording podcast episodes, it would feel really depleting to me. So when it comes to creating a business, you're in the driver's seat, and the internet is built by introverts for introverts. So you actually get to choose how you show up, and you can create a business that feeds and energizes you and that balances some of that extrovert required time, or that time with other people that's required, so that you are consistently recharging yourself effectively. So what better way to create the perfect work environment for yourself as an introvert than to create an online business? Some of my most amazing mentors and some of the most successful women in business that I know are total introverts, and that's what drew them to having an online business. They are able to control how much time they spend online and control how much time they spend in the presence of other people. And they get to set their day up and their work day up in a structure that really works for them and energizes them. And so I actually find for a lot of extroverts, online business is a little trickier, and extroverts tend to hire more team members than they need, or join more online courses than they need, or run more masterminds than they need, or spend more time with their clients and struggle to keep good boundaries because they're actually getting something from their time with their clients. And so number three is actually to really recognize that you are in the driver's seat and you get to create a business model and business structures and processes that work for you. Number four is that sometimes it's a mindset issue. There's a belief that we need to be a certain way in order to be successful. I can't be as successful because I this. And often that belief comes from childhood programming. Introversion doesn't work well in a very busy classroom when you don't get a lot of solo time to recharge. Introversion can be seen as social awkwardness or shyness in early years, and then it's a label, and then all of a sudden you believe that label, and that label stays with you, and that becomes a programmed belief. So a lot of the introverts that I work with, they actually have been told they're very socially awkward from a very young age. And when we look at what was the journey that got them to that conclusion and how have they reinforced that belief through their behavior, it's actually a belief. It's not necessarily an ingrained trait that cannot be changed. So if there's something coming up for you about running a business and you can't be successful because, or you can't do Facebook Lives because, or you can't be doing the same things as other online business owners because, then just spend some time paying attention to where this belief comes from and where was the earliest memory you have of someone saying this about you. And is this something that you want to keep telling yourself is true for you, or is this something that potentially you might want to change? So I had a beautiful client that I worked with a couple of years ago, and we were talking about this whole shyness and social awkwardness. And when we talked about introversion and her journey as a child and what she was told, and she'd basically set up her whole life to be fit for someone who's really socially awkward. And she really wanted to go to more events. She wanted to get out and make more friends. She wanted to be more active on social media. But she just had this belief that she was socially awkward and people didn't like talking to her and she was a bad conversationalist. And so we had a conversation about whether she wanted to keep hold of that belief or what it would take for her to let go of it. And fast forward 6 months later, she was facilitating group masterminds. She belonged to an amazing group mastermind. She had surrounded herself with six really amazing business BFFs that she made her own little miniature Lady Posse Wolf Pack out of. And she started going to local trivia nights. And all of these things started to change when she unhooked this belief of I'm socially awkward from knowing that she was an introvert. Those two things she had thought go hand in hand and they can't be unlinked. And she'd actually unlinked them. So we created business processes and a marketing strategy that worked for her as an introvert, more pre-recorded than live stuff, lots of time working on things behind the scenes, having one-to-one coaching and debriefing on things, and building lots of space into her day was really important for her. So we did that for her business. And then we started dealing with this this belief about being socially awkward, and that was just something she was going to be for the rest of her life. And so it was a really great shift to see. So ask yourself, is this a belief I want to hold on to? Is this something that's serving me, or maybe it's not serving you? And then point number five is look for great role models. As I said, many of the successful women entrepreneurs that I know are total introverts, and they've built successful businesses based on that and based around that. And their business model works with the fact that they're an introvert. So keep an eye out for it. And if you're following people and you're curious about it, ask them, do you identify as an extrovert or an introvert? And I think for a lot of people, you'll be very surprised at their answer. There's no surprise when I say I'm an extrovert, but there are a lot of people that I see online. And I would say, if I was to be asked, you know, do you think they're an introvert and extrovert? I would say they're an extrovert. But when you ask them, then they're a total introvert. But they take control. They're in the driver's seat, and they've built a business around making sure they replenish their energy, making sure that they give themselves lots of space and alone time, and making sure they're supported in the way that works for them. So if you want to build your business your way, I want to write you a beautiful permission slip right now. And if you're an introvert and you've been believing that I can't be successful in online business the way that other people are because I'm just not that raging extrovert that you need to be, I want you to just stop and ask, is this belief helping me and serving me? Can I actually build a business model that works for me and that plays to my innate strengths? And am I using this as a reason for keeping my business small right now because I'm worried about what's going to happen if it does get big and I do end up having thousands and thousands of followers? Is that, you know, is there a fear of the unknown maybe that's making you feel like you need to keep yourself safe in ways that maybe are keeping your business small? So if you've been listening along to this, you think, you know what, I'm ready to fast track my business. I want to get my business off the ground. I want to build my business model around my strengths and my way. I have a great free resource for you. It's called Fast Track Your Startup, and it's all about building your business and getting money in the door really quickly through building it to your innate strengths. So I'd love for you to go and check that out. I'll pop a link over with the show notes to today's episode, tashcorbin.com/210, because this is episode number 210. And as always, if this has sparked a question or a light bulb for you, come on over to the Heart-Centered Soul-Driven Entrepreneurs Facebook community. Use hashtag podcast aha. Let me know you've been listening to episode number 210, and let me know what your questions and light bulbs and ahas have been as a result of listening to this episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. Until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.